This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Zorn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, look at this weird motherfucker.
Yeah. So this is Zorn, not the X-Man that sometimes exists and sometimes doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That's sometimes like Magneto and sometimes isn't.
Yeah.
This is instead like an elder thing.
Yeah. It's
a great old one.
Yeah. It's got the same kind of like radial symmetry to it.
Yeah. The vertical mouth tri-lobed like eye thing, except that these are just like peaceful rock bros.
Yeah, like they're peaceful rock bros that demand troll tolls.
Yes, they like gems, and they'll snuffle at you. They'll snorkel and try to snuff at your corn pierce. Yep. Corn pierce.
I am human.
Gems. If you have pierce, you will like to sup. You will they'll snorkel at you and maybe try to eat you, but otherwise they just like they only get here through accidents. You know, they just eat rocks, hang out.
Yeah. And they wouldn't pose a danger to you if they could, because they don't digest flesh. Like, they are from the elemental plane of Earth, where their sole role is just to like go devour these seams of precious metals and gems and to make room for other stuff to like walk around and live.
Yeah. Into these guys. But yeah. It doesn't seem like a great life to me. You know, they're pretty intelligent. It seems pretty boring to me. Like, there's no art, there's no culture. Like, if you have 8 to 10 intelligence, I feel like you should be able to like have music.
True.
You know.
Oh, but what if they appreciate music, like the music and everything, you know?
Ah, geez, like metaphorical music.
Yeah, the music of the plates shifting together.
The elemental planes are probably lousy with like shitty life destroying metaphor. Yeah, just like bland, you know, just what we eat, dreams. Oh, that sounds really cool. By which we mean the dreams that are in this food. Like, fuck you. You know, like the dreams that was in this mutton. Like, no, there's not dreams in mutton. Those are parasites.
I mean, like, so we're well beyond the elementals, but like, the elemental planes themselves always seem really uninspired to me. Like, yeah. It might just be a planescape talking in me, but I always see them as like a thing you open a door to when you want a particular power.
Yeah, like there's definitely that, or the idea is supposed to be like, you know, you have to go get some kind of rare object. So it's trying to make like a next level expedition in D&D. Like, some of my favorite D&D like books, like I cut down on my collection quite a bit, but
yeah,
still ostensibly collect like old D&D shit. And the crown jewel of my collection are 4 like pleather bound volumes that are compendiums of all the magic items that are in second edition D&D.
Yeah.
Compiled from like Dragon Magazine and from all the different source books.
Right.
These are great. Like, they're wonderful reads. Like, if you see one of these, I recommend picking them up. There's also a version for wizard spells. I only have 1 volume of those. And versions for priest spells. And I don't have any volumes of those. Those are much rarer. I want to get those too. But they're like supreme, you know, just kind of like Saturday morning reading, you know, as you do. But they constantly talk about these expeditions into different planes. Like, there's tons of magic items for it. And what I've gleaned from that, even though like none of our campaigns got there, is it's just like, to up the challenge, but all the challenges of like the safety bit variety, like, right. You know, you have to do X, Y, and Z to go into the elemental plane of air. If you go into X, Y, if you do X, Y, and Z, it's more or less just moving around, but keep in mind that Z only lasts for 1 hour per level.
Right. So,
you know,
here's a world where everything's on fire. So be extra.
How about yours? Yeah. Something, and I'll never get bored.
I was headed toward a completely different joke.
Yeah, you can keep going. We'll try it again. Like, we'll just choose your adventure. Dial, if you're listening to this, like,
take out your phone and dial 911.
Dial 911. And if you,
yeah.
So, okay. So let's go ahead and start that over and we'll just do that. And that's how we'll close this bad boy out, is the other joke. Okay. So choose your own adventure. Like, joke.
But it's nowhere near as good as what you did. Okay, I'll just throw it out and we'll
other people, let the other people decide. Like, the Smash Mouth is a pretty tired joke, man. Like, don't give me that much credit, like I said. All right.
Well, it was the quickness with which you deployed it that I think really undid me.
Okay. You said the world's on fire. And it's like, well, that is the lyric, and you kind of said it in the cadence and a little bit on key, so. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this world's on fire. So be careful when you mount a sword quest into Fire World. See,
that's way worse.
It's bad. I was doing like a sword quest Earth World. God damn it. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.